Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, our mission is exploring this really fascinating glimpse into the future of professional services and AI.
Yeah, it's a huge shift.
Right, we're working from just a single, really striking piece of source material today. It's a visual and textual introduction to an AI entity named Sia, and that's created by Sandy Segal.
And for you listening, the stakes here are pretty high. I mean, we're looking at a fundamental shift in how businesses actually consume expertise.
Right, because traditionally hiring a business consultant operates a lot like calling in a visiting specialist doctor, right?
That's not your.
You know, you pay this massive premium for someone to parachute in, they run some diagnostics, hand over an expensive prescription, usually in the form of a massive slide deck, and then they just vanish.
Yeah, you get the diagnosis, but you are entirely on your own for the recovery.
Oh, totally.
But see, it really represents the complete inversion of that model. We're looking at a transition away from episodic, hourly billed advice toward, well, permanent, continuous integration.
It's completely different.
It is.
Yeah.
This isn't just about deploying a new software tool, you know. It is
Yeah.
about fundamentally changing how a business consumes high-level expertise.
Let me actually paint a picture of the source material for the listener really quick. The visual shows the sleek humanoid figure.
With the brain, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's standing in a modern glass-walled office corridor, looking right at you, and inside its transparent head is this glowing blue brain.
It's quite an image.
It really is. And the caption reads, "Hello, I'm Sia," which, by the way, stands for consultancy in action. It
Right.
says, "I'm your team's newest member. Think of me as an extra pair of hands that never clocks off." Shall we begin?
And that phrase, your team's newest member, I mean, that is the absolute cornerstone here.
Because they never leave.
Well, yeah, the traditional professional services model is completely bottlenecked by human limitations, you know, the billable hour. When a consultant clocks off, the strategic momentum basically pauses.
Right.
By positioning Sia as a permanent fixture, Sandy Segal is targeting that exact friction point.
But wait, if Sia is framed as a permanent member of the team, doesn't that just completely redefine what the word consultant even means?
It really pushes the boundary.
Like going back to the visiting doctor analogy, if the doctor moves into your house and never leaves, they aren't really a consultant anymore.
That's a very fair point.
So let me play devil's advocate for a second. If it's pitched as this extra pair of hands that never stops, is this actually high-level consultancy, or has Sandy Segal basically just created a fancy rebrand for a tireless, automated intern?
I see where you're going with that. But the difference between an intern and a consultant really comes down to strategy versus execution.
Okay, how so?
Well, an automated intern handles rote tasks, you know, formatting spreadsheets or scraping data. But consultancy in action implies a mechanism that actually processes strategy.
Right, so it's not just doing the grunt work.
Exactly. The real shift happens when you realize how continuous presence changes the business outcome. Traditional human consultants solve past problems using historical data.
Because they just look at what happened last quarter to tell you what to do next quarter.
Spot on. But a permanent AI consultant like Sia spots anomalies in real time. It solves future problems before they even happen.
Wow. So it's making leaps of logic that a basic automation tool just wouldn't do.
Yes, it instantly correlates completely disparate data points across domains. Like, Sia can identify an unexpected supply chain delay on a Tuesday, then instantly cross-reference it with a sudden shift in consumer marketing data on Wednesday, and literally rewrite the Q3 purchasing strategy by Thursday morning.
That is wild.
Right. An intern lacks the authority to do that, and a visiting human consultant simply wouldn't be in the building to see that correlation happen.
Hang on, though. If Sia is constantly making these dynamic real-time adjustments, doesn't that create just absolute chaos for the actual human workers?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if I'm on a team and the underlying business strategy changes every 24 hours because the AI found a new correlation at 2 in the morning, I'm going to spend my entire week just trying to catch up to the new plan.
Ah, yeah, that is the major operational hurdle of consultancy in action, for sure. Integrating an always-on AI really requires shifting the whole corporate psychology.
From like rigid quarterly milestones.
Exactly. Moving from that to more fluid micro-adjustments. The AI isn't rewriting the entire company mission every single night.
It's just adjusting the sails.
Precisely. The challenge for human workers isn't adapting to constant chaos. It's learning to trust a non-human entity with permanent authority over workflow direction.
Yeah, that trust factor is massive. So for you listening, I think the key takeaway here is that Sandy Seigel's SIA represents this incredibly provocative shift toward permanent, nonstop digital team members in the consulting space.
It really challenges the entire paradigm of how expertise is delivered.
It does. Just imagine how your own daily workflow would change if you had a digital colleague permanently embedded in your department, you know, constantly correlating data and optimizing your strategy while you sleep.
Which kind of leaves us with a fascinating paradox to consider.
What's that?
Well, if a digital consultant is permanently embedded in your team, never clocks off, and constantly processes and directs your workflow, let me rephrase that. At what point does it stop being an outside consultant offering advice and simply become the central brain of the company itself?